looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, welcome everyone to Light on Living. I'm Lisa Berry, holistic nutritionist and life coach, and you're listening to the next episode of Food for the Soul with myself and co-host Pamela LaRocque. She's an author, healer, mom, wife, and incredible human being. So we're continuing the journey through the chakras and what nourishes them on all levels. And today we're starting with and have arrived at and are standing at the foot of the bridge, the heart. And we'll be crossing that bridge and getting to the throat chakra. So we've titled today's show, I Heart You Loud and Clear. Now, I'm going to ask Pamela the significance of this title because we just think it's perfect. Of course we do. And I just love the spelling. I mean, you see that written out and everything, but I Heart You Loud and Clear. Pamela, hello.
Good morning, Lisa and everyone out there. I'm very excited for today. And yes, I Heart You Loud and Clear is, I think, one of maybe the most important ones we're going to be talking about so far, mm-hmm. because the heart is where you hold your love for life, your love for others, but it's also where you learn about compassion or hold compassion and your self-love. Now, if the heart is hurting because of certain relationships that have not been healed, it's hard to, you know, give love out to others or have love for self. Mm-hmm. And then as you bridge, like you talked about the bridging of it, is this because we haven't spoken our truth, which is the throat chakra, which is about communication, self-expression, creativity, but it's also about the need to listen as well when someone's maybe speaking from their heart.
Isn't that neat that it's about listening and speaking, and that's why the Heart You Loud and Clear, like it's about I hear you loud and clear, I heart you loud and clear, and clarity, that's the truth that we just said, that you just spoke about.
Yeah, I think so. And I think when people are hurting, and again, I'm coming from a social work perspective or a grief perspective, that it's very hard to listen because you're in such pain that you just want to be heard.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Right? And so,
and so
this might tie in to the card I've drawn, actually. I drew two cards today, felt really guided, and this one is called, this is from Archangel Cassiel that came through, and what is so funny is the integrated energy therapy work that I do, it's Archangel Cassiel, who is specifically for the heart chakra.
Oh, you're kidding. And, yeah, how do you
think that? And this card, this deck is not even related to integrated energy therapy.
Oh, my goodness. You were divinely guided.
At least I'm like, Archangel Cassiel is with us today helping hearts to heal.
Helping hearts. I have to question, are you saying Cassiel or Cassio?
Cassiel. Cassiel.
Oh, I have to tell you.
The anger and resentment.
I thought you were saying Casio because Casio is the name of a keyboard, like a little keyboard, Casio keyboard, and it sounds. And I thought, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. See, it's interesting how things all really, truly try to match up to help people.
So I interrupted you. What did the card say?
The card we got was called The Dark Night of the Soul.
Oh.
You're going to love this. Light is consciousness. It reflects a waking world to us so that we can experience its reflection, interpreting and making sense of it so that we can more effectively walk within this world. When the world around or within us begins to change, our conscious minds cannot make sense of the new data as the old interpretations and meanings no longer apply. We enter new territory, and the mind needs to release old ideas, illusions, and patterns, and at the same time, expand to integrate a new level of consciousness. The inner or outer changes that occur to provoke these shifts in consciousness are usually shocking, disorienting, and overwhelming. The mind leaves the safety, clarity, comfort, and warmth of the day and must journey into the unconscious realm of night. Here we experience the breakdown of our previous reality and begin to experience a new truth emerging from within. This whole process is scary, but ultimately it is this type of death and rebirth of consciousness that allows us to grow, expand, and proceed through the phases of life. So it says, if you have drawn this card at this time, it may signify that you are currently experiencing a dark night of the soul. You may feel lost, scared, confused, stuck, angry, or overwhelmed. You may feel helpless and hopeless, as though nothing can or will change, no matter what you do. You may feel alone, isolated, like no one in the world understands you. You may feel scared, angry, and confused that what you believe to be your fixed reality has been shattered. It is important to understand that this is a necessary shift in consciousness. You must leave the past behind and surrender to being in this strange, unknown space until all that must be faced is faced. All that must be cleared is cleared, and all that must be integrated is integrated. The rebirth that occurs through the passage of this time will bring more to you than you could ever imagine, and when that sun rises, a new and clarified self will emerge into a new day where a new world of possibilities will be open to you.
I can't believe you picked that card.
I can't. And it really sums up. And, you know, because you and I are light workers or healers, we kind of get this whole meaning, but maybe we can break it down a bit. So
yes,
you
want to
do that?
Yes.
You think what you got from that more on a human level?
On a human level, that. I don't think we could have written them. Like, that's a card that you'd look for, that card. And so I really thank you and your angel guides for taking you to there to share that with us. So thank you. First of all, I want to honor that. And I love, love, love that it's talked about interpreting, because the heart is, in another way, a filter. And that's what the first word that jumped out to me, because our heart filters our blood, you know, and it has to go through and do stuff with it. And the heart chakra, being that bridging chakra, takes all the energies from the lower, the earthly, the physical chakras, and kind of filters it and allows it to be forced up through to our throat chakra, where it's a more refined energy being put out. And what I also love is sticking with the heart, because I can't believe how many words we use in everyday language that is really, truly heart-based and heart-centered. Like you just said something about when we are hurt or we're shocked, and you said something about shocking. Well, what is it we do to people? We get the paddles out and we shock them because we're trying to reboot, restart. And isn't that so? And I know, and when you were reading these, I thought, oh my goodness, this is so clicking together. And before we started the show, I was writing out the words, just like what we often hear. We hear heart congestion, heart failure, heartache, heart disease. And I keep thinking that, of course, I went into like angina, narrowing of the arteries, like more like of the biological stuff. And I think of low and high blood pressure. And do you know that even to think about that blood pumping through, and it holds an energy in it, in our blood, and whether we feel joy, it's joy circulating in our blood, or it's sorrow, or it's pain, and that goes to everything, affects everything, and it's really, I'm focusing and bringing on that, if our heart is closed, it can't filter and give it what we need, and if it's so open, we get depleted, and we bleed out, you know, and all these words, like, all the medical words are so similar.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, I come back to my grief, and I remember after Riken had died, my heart, it physically hurt so bad. And I knew I had so much anger and resentment for the life that I was living. And I knew that that is not a healthy place to stay. And I had to work really hard to heal my heart so I could be more open, so more love could come in and I could give more love.
I think, and you know what's funny, they say when the heart chakra is really what it's at, the block that most people
experience in the heart chakra is absence of self-love. And when you lost Reikin, oh my goodness, I'm not bad with names, is that there's probably a lot of guilt or blame or shame or anger and all those things in all of our lives, and that is the absence of self-love.
Yes, and you know, for me, I had so much anger towards God. Yeah. And then on an unconscious level, once I started delving deeper on my healing journey to figure out why I'm here and what's this life purpose, and it was all heart-driven, I unconsciously was angry at Reikin for leaving and for choosing his life. And then I had to forgive myself for being angry at Reikin, and then I had to forgive Reikin. And, you know,
right,
it sounds bizarre, but these are things we carry on an unconscious level that really, truly affect us physically. And if you don't delve in, I mean, and you don't have to. You can walk around being angry and bitter and resentful, but where's that going to get you? And do you want to come back next time around and do this again? I don't.
Well, I love that you said about carrying on, because as we think about that image, if we visualize a bridge, and if we're able to move forward, that means that we've, whether the crossing of the bridge is through forgiveness or opening up. And I love that you said that about carrying on. And a lot of us will say, I'll carry you in my heart, you know, or, you know, I think I just really think about if right now we could all just put our, if you could put your hands on your heart, which is to the left, but it's slightly in the center as well. Right there, you can really just feel like what I believe that when anybody, doesn't matter who you are and how you, if you think you're psychic or not psychic or tuned in, when you put your hand on your heart, something happens.
You know, interesting is I wrote out that I wanted to share this little tool, and you led this into it. You know, wherever your sternum,
yeah.
You find your sternum. This is called your high heart.
Oh.
So your sternum is basically where your ribs meet, I guess, and just a little bit above, right?
Yes.
A little bit above that. So if you tap your sternum, it's called your high heart, a few times a day, that helps your heart heal.
You know what's funny? I believe that. Okay, so let's share the color. So the color for the heart chakra is green. However, it's also pink. We have rose quartz for love. And I believe that the high heart is more specifically the pink, that rose quartz color.
Right. When you're vibrating at a higher frequency, that's where the pink comes in.
Oh, that's beautiful. I didn't. Okay,
yeah.
So that's helping to, this decipher between the green. Because in health world, too, I'm thinking, you know, green and everything, and that's health and love. But, yeah, the heart is green. It's just fun that it gets red, green, and pink. And I love those colors together. It's very, I think of a spring tulip, because you have that beautiful green of the stem and the leaves. And then this pink, it's just so delicate, like the petal, like a flower. Heart opening.
And for those of you who are not wanting to wear pink, I want you to just check in and see how much self-love do you have for yourself.
Oh my goodness. Ooh, Pamela, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Green, and then work your way up to pink as your, you know, as your self-love grows, right?
Oh god, like
another little fun thing to do.
Yes, actually, I have quite a few friends that you are right. Those ones who are really struggling with self-love, do you know what? They hate pink.
Right.
But they're okay with me wearing it. They're like, no, I just don't want it. Oh, my gosh, that makes a lot of sense. Oh, thank you for that share. That's really good.
Yeah.
Well, I read a little line that says, we have to learn just how powerful our feelings are, not just to ourselves, but to everyone we encounter. And I was really thinking about feelings. Like, something happens to us, and we have a feeling, and then we have to create a thought about it. And then we get to express it, which we'll talk about later for the throat chakra. But how absolutely incredible and powerful that whatever happens can be or not be, depending on the balancing state of our heart. Now, do you want to go into a little bit about what the heart looks like when it's not in balance?
Yes, I can do that.
I mean,
when you need
feel
work
it.
On your heart chakra, this is if you're having difficulty allowing people into your life, feeling lonely or isolated, and if you're having relationship problems, or if you're having problems sustaining friendships. I just want to do a little side note about this. I believe we are all born to sort out these relationships with, you know, parents and siblings, and then you move on to friendships, and then relationships with, you know, falling in love. And this is how you're learning boundaries, self-care, or not self-care. So I just wanted to add that little note.
And before you go into that, I have to say, this is so funny because I'm thinking about those, like you said, boundaries, which means don't touch, right?
Right.
Off. And you know what? So when there are foods that I actually don't like, let's say, do you know that I don't even want to touch them? And that just represents, again, it's like, no, get it away from me. Don't touch me with that. You know, it's like, ooh, don't put that food, touch that food on that plate when little kids are little.
That is funny because my daughter's like that. There's certain berries. She can't look at blueberries. She's like, get those away from me. I can't look at them. It's really interesting. I've never, so that gave me some perspective into her world.
Yeah, maybe what would help her is if she had started off with like looking at, not pictures, I don't mean to like force this upon her, but looking at a picture of a blueberry and saying, well, is there anything that's beautiful about it? Like just the fact that it can grow and become and help people, could you respect it? Because I really truly am allergic to onions and hate onions, but I also will tell people, but I love them for you because they do so many good things.
Right. That's a good idea.
Okay, so I let you continue.
Okay, so if you want to increase your compassion for others and to experience a sense of inner peace, if social situations are leaving you tired or worn out, and if, we just talked about this, if you have a difficult time loving yourself, and then the areas that this affects is if you're suffering from heart conditions, lung problems, high blood pressure, asthma, allergies, fatigue, breast cancer, pneumonia, immune disorders.
You know, taking a lot, because that's a big chunk. We are going to go into commercial in about 30 seconds, but, you know, we are talking about that heart and the energy about it, but really let's relate it to quite a bit of health, as you just mentioned, with the breasts, with the lungs, and with the six meridians that actually run from the heart downward to the arms and the hands when we come back, because there's ways of really giving a lot of love to all of that involving the heart chakra. So
that sounds great.
I love this heart chakra business.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Again, we're so happy that you're here to join us, both Pamela and myself, Lisa, as we continue this chakra exploring. I guess we're learning so much. And I want to share before we jump in that both Pamela, as we take each month to prepare for whichever two chakras it is, we are finding the most amazing transformations even within ourselves on those chakras specifically. And it's not like we're planning it. It's not like we're knowing it. It's just that some of the awareness is really showing up for us and delivering some experiences in each one of our lives that we're like, is this crazy or what? This is like heart chakra and throat chakra of expression, and I have to do this month.
And speaking of, you know, our title is Food for the Soul. It's almost like our soul knows, oh, they're open, they're ready. Let's do their lesson. Here it is.
And I actually noticed that I'm appreciative of the whole month. And see, originally, if somebody were to say to me, all right, we're going to work on two chakras for this month, and I'm like, oh, really? We don't need a whole month, you know?
Right.
And I noticed that, wow, we really do need time to settle in and open our eyes, open our hearts, open all chakras to do this. And as we're still sitting with the heart chakra, and I just love this one, I think of my heart, and you think of that thing, but the real essence to it is touch, and it's an air element, and there's breath, because we talked about the lungs, and then breast cancer. Now, I haven't I didn't dive into this one. I don't know if you did, Pamela. Did you dive in more about breast and breast cancer or issues when it came to the heart chakra? Did you do anything with that?
You know, I didn't. I just know that through some of the healing work I've learned that, you know, the breast, of course, it's right beside the heart, and for a woman, you know, you loving your breast and loving yourself, like that, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, nurturing. It's where we breastfeed from. It's where we hold the, you know, close to our heart. Yeah, it's very, I love that, because the heart chakra really has more feminine energy to it. Not that it is feminine, but energy to it. Something I had to look up because I was really curious. I often think about, in my world as a nutritionist, I think about, like the sodium potassium pump, which is a really cool pump. It's like, it's what it fires our natural pacemaker. And I know I can feel it, and we acknowledge that we are electrical beings. And we know our heart is an electrical muscle, because that's what we do even when we're having a heart issue. Like the ambulance comes and it gives those paddles and we shock it. We've discussed that. So it is about electricity. And so for me in my world of nutrition, I think, okay, so I know this involves the sodium potassium pump. And then, of course, now I'm thinking, what could interfere with this? Like what is interfering with our electrical current? Or, you know, are we grounded? Are we not grounded? Are we connecting? Are we not? And it was really interesting for me. I thought about, what is the one thing that people, the emotion of the heart, what we have an issue when you have heartache and you're sad, what do? We go on antidepressants. And it's really, of course, I had to go, okay, wait, if I'm taking an antidepressant drug, I wonder if it interferes with the potassium sodium pump. And you know what, Pamela?
Does it?
It does. It's like huge. And the reason being is because it interferes with magnesium. Now, I know you're like, wait a second, you said potassium and sodium. But what's necessary for the potassium to get through the cell membrane is the magnesium. So if we don't have that magnesium, because we're taking these drugs to help with our, you know, our feelings and emotions, and we're actually hindering it. And now it's a very delicate balance, and everything has to be in balance. That's what I love about the heart. The heart literally is in the center of all of our chakras, from lower to upper.
So is there a food that a person can eat for magnesium then, Lisa?
There is. You know what? Magnesium to me is I think most people are magnesium deficient, and that's true. But what I love with magnesium is that it's in almost every natural food, of course. But with the magnesium itself, what I like to do is just really make sure we have our potassium, magnesium, and keep our sodium low. But chlorophyll, which is green, I love that. Yes, in all plants. So that's a lot of living food. But we have pumpkin seeds that are amazing, avocados. Oh, you're going to love this one. Dark chocolate has lots of magnesium in it. We know beets are great. So when I was thinking about what are the foods that really, this is a really super fun food. Ready? Because the heart chakra is an air sign, do you know that when we take corn and pop it, air pop popcorn, and we can sprinkle on some dried herbs and some healthy, you know, coconut oil, because that was a big topic last show. But that is the most beautiful for us as well. It really helps our heart. And what's funny is that's what I really, it's my one of my snacks I love to do when I'm watching a really fun movie or show, is to have some air pop popcorn.
Yes, exactly. That's awesome. And so, again, it comes back to eating those colors and being mindful of eating them when you're eating them, and even saying, I love myself enough that I'm going to eat this broccoli, even though you know?
Yeah.
I actually love broccoli, but for some I hear I don't like broccoli. Well, maybe your heart does, so do it for your heart.
Yes. And it's a friendly little guy. It's a little cute little vegetable. But when we're, as I said, if you're not loving foods, I mean, just have a good relationship with them, like you said, and honor what part of you is needing different things, and have an understanding. You know, people love and hate eating with me because often I'll serve food or we're eating food. I'm like, oh, look at this. This pumpkin seed, it has magnesium. You know, and I like to identify what the food is doing for me. And that goes to show, because the heart is love, compassion, service. Being of service, right? Healing, and then again with that touch, and that's really good. So we highlighted that it's with the breast area, the sternum, where you can have the high heart, the actual heart itself. But it's also blood pressure, and this is one big thing I wanted to touch on. A lot of people monitor their blood pressure, and it can be from, you know, high sodium foods. That's why I really want to bring up that sodium potassium pump issue. But it is a physical. What happens? Think about when your blood pressure skyrockets. We get hot-headed, we get like constricted and tight and not open at all. And that's a big, so I really, the blood pressure, if you don't have any issues with your blood pressure, right?
No, I don't, no.
Okay, good. Yay, you have a good heart. But, and that's a really neat thing, because, you know, if you've ever been angry, like you want to talk a little bit about passive and aggressive behavior. And I think this is something that, I want to let you open that and talk about it, because that's why I want to bring up blood pressure. When we do get angry or hurt or have that fight or flight kind of response, our blood, we don't get to control that right away. You know, it just goes doom. And that's really a scary feeling and a very unsettling feeling to have that go up. And so talk a little bit about that passive aggressive. That was a biggie that I wanted to hear about from you.
Sure. So I'm not going to go into great detail because we have so much to cover. Yes. This is about how are you communicating. So we're going to talk about passive. Passive is exactly that. You're passive. You say nothing. You do nothing. You just go within, and then you become depressed. Passive aggressive would be you don't say anything. You put on a fake smile, pretend everything's great, but underneath you're seething still, and then you might underhandedly maybe make a snide comment. Because you, again, chose not to say what you need to say. And then you can go to the other side where there is aggressive. And aggressive is literally that. You yell, you scream, you tantrum, you have a fit to get your way.
I'm so glad that you said, and that is a good segue, because, you know, we need to address those. And because as we go into the throat and how it gets expressed, but it really does start in the heart. Like, what comes out of the throat chakra is what's going on in the heart.
Exactly. And we... In an ideal world, you're assertive. You take the time to process what you're feeling. Then you take some time maybe to write down what you need to say. And then, you know, put out there the hope that the person you're going to chat to will listen. And also you're, you know, don't go in to fight. Go in with love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it can be hard. It can be really tough. But that's where we can – it's a great opportunity to say – I do need to work on my heart chakra. Wow, these emotions are a lot on the, let's call them the negative, you know, the hurtful side. And before, you know, I do burst out or say something, oh, don't say anything, because that's just as harmful. Bottling things up is just as harmful. And that little heart, gets that's where congestion heart failure, like that's that representation of it. It's just too many emotions that haven't been processed and shared or dealt with or delivered.
Exactly.
And so,
and you know, you talked earlier about antidepressants. So
yeah.
It's not okay to allow yourself to not say anything and become depressed because you're trying to be the good guy or the peacemaker. You're just as important as everybody else in this world. And that, again, is what the throat chakra is about. It's about sound. The element is sound, communication, again, the self-expression. And when you can self-express, then you could open up to be creative. Because that's what's exciting about this area is because when this area is open and clear, you can communicate telepathically to channel information. So,
Say that again.
So it's when this area has been opened up and cleared, you can communicate telepathically, and this allows you then to start channeling information from your higher self, your soul, higher.
Oh my gosh, sorry, I'm getting such a vision. It's crazy.
It's very exciting. So it's the bridge that leads a person to higher levels of consciousness. And You know, I think moving forward, if you're wanting to know how to clear the throat chakra,
yes,
I think it's important to just start saying, I speak for myself. I speak my truth with kindness. Mm-hmm. I'm important. You know, I matter in this world.
You know, and they are, what you just said actually really relates to our self-love, like in our lower reach, not really, but lower chakras. And you know what, that's why they all matter. And I love that. But you're so right. If we just start by saying, I speak for myself, I speak with love, with intention maybe, or mindfulness.
Right. Exactly. I speak with truth and I speak with love.
Yes.
So that there's harmony in the world. Harmony for me and harmony for you. Because when you don't say anything, what I see with the people I work with, and even myself, things build up. Mm-hmm. And something that's really trivial is a trigger now because you have so much anger and resentment.
Yes. Well, what is that whole lump in your throat then? Because I'm now thinking of the emotions that are just like, ooh, willing, and you're like, you know, and you're watching, oh my
right.
gosh, when I used to watch Little House on the Prairie, I swear I can't get through one of those shows without
right.
that lump
right.
in your throat. And the term is, it's tough to swallow. That's a tough one to swallow. Like, think about these sentences that we say again. So when we're dealing with the lump in the throat, I actually do want to talk to you about this. It's emotion. It's mostly with sadness. Don't you think that the lump in the throat is a sad
thing? Yeah, or even just feeling, even if feeling some compassion, like, you know, an understanding or an empathy, you know, somebody conveys something, especially an actor or an actress or a movie, and it triggers something in you. And maybe you haven't said everything you've needed to say in past relationships, and it's triggering that.
Like a little ball of all this unsaid, unspoken, unshared, and unprocessed, like, yeah, unreleased
right.
emotion.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, I'm big on writing. So you can still write a letter to that person that you never did get to speak to, and then look within and go, wow, what did I learn? What gift did this person teach me? Did they actually teach me to stick up for myself? Or was I there to teach them to stick up for themselves? Because maybe I was not the kindest person.
Mm-hmm. And that's
so
a tough one.
Yeah, right? And then, you know, sending love and light. And there are cases where someone has been extraordinarily mean, or there's been, you know, sexual abuse. And I'm not saying that it's to forgive what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying we are able to forgive, to let go of that energy connection, so that the person that's been harmed can again have an amazing life.
Yes, yes. And I think that's what expression is. It's funny because the heart is the bridge, but the throat is the bridge itself too. And now I have this picture of it being a filter and having, you know, large physical, worldly emotions, let's say, going from the lower chakras, filtering in the heart, and then getting smaller because it has to go through that teeny tiny throat, right? And it squeezes in and it's refined. And so the more enlightened, the more higher vibration, the lighter things are able to move upward. And no, I'm actually, it's so funny because I often go through a lot of throat things, and I was actually doing pretty good. And then even today, and I think it's because we're talking about it, I'm feeling my throat do its thing a little again, but I know it's not, you know, it's not pathology. It's not like I don't have a cold or a flu or anything like that. And it really, for me, because I am a speaker, I do feel that my throat chakras needs, I think, probably the most nurturing in my world, because I receive and hear, because I'm, you know, I'm empathic. So you receive feelings from all over the place. I mean, I'll be into traffic and I'm suddenly feeling the emotions of everybody else in traffic more. And I get the lump in my throat going, oh my God, they probably all really want to get home, even though I want to get home, but I'm really sorry for those people that want to get home. And to clear your throat, like get that, even that same right there, to clear your throat, clear the air.
It means to purify. That's the sound name. It's to purify.
I love that word. Oh.
I know. And what's really interesting is music is very big for this area.
Chanting. Sound.
And when you hear a song will trigger a memory, and it might be a good memory and it might be a difficult memory. You know, and, you know, choose to listen to music that uplifts you.
Yes, and really move that through. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
You know,
and ironically, the card I got was for this one was music.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're so good. Okay, can you read it?
Yes. So it's Archangel Israfel. And I want to give credit to the the people that wrote this. I will do this at the end. Don't let me forget. So sound is at the core of creation. Anything made up of atoms vibrates, resonates, and sings. Our whole world is made up of sound. Whether birds, traffic, people, or machinery, we are constantly being inundated with sonic information. There are also many sounds that surround us that we do not even hear, as human hearing only registers certain decibels and frequencies. All the particles that make up matter resonate at certain frequencies, and when they interact with other particles of matter, sound is created through waves of compression. We experience these waves both sonically through our hearing, but also physically, as the sound wave interacts with both our energetic and physical bodies. Each sound made creates an energy. It is extremely important for you to pay attention to what sonic information you are receiving right now and take note of how this is affecting you. Each individual vibrates to different frequencies and responds to the frequencies that harmonize most effectively with the individual's energetic makeup. Therefore, it is important to be aware of what sounds and music heal you, inspire you, and bring you back to your core self. The power of sound and music is so profound that each time we listen to a song, our whole energetic system transforms to either harmonize with the song or repel it. Our energy field, emotions, body, and spirit are actually transformed and become reborn with each sonic interaction. This is the sonic power of creation, how new experiences, new worlds, deeper buried parts of ourselves open up to us through the power of sound. And according to many creation myths, our world was born through the power of a sound or word spoken. This is because sound is the product of existence in motion. This is a time to use the power of sound and music to heal, inspire, nurture, and transform your life.
Oh, you did it in perfect timing, by the way.
Perfect.
I want to let that sit with everybody because there was so much in there. I can't, wow, that card just added everything. We're going to go to commercial, and then when we're back, we're going to definitely dive into the sonic information and its power. Throat chakra.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hi, I was getting lost in my thoughts, which is perfect, actually, during there, as Pamela and I really continue, and wow, we're actually diving really deep into the throat chakra here, and I'm so happy that we are. Pamela, that, again, perfect card, but really because you bring in the element of not just sound and expression and words, but the word you said was sonic information. And that is huge because I have the pleasure of being able to, for a little over 2 years, working with, I had this great partner, she was a musician, and we did everything with sound. And why I loved using sound so much with this was sometimes we can't find the words. Sometimes we don't know the vibration. We recognize it, but somewhere that not consciously. And sometimes, like what you had said, Pamela, is sometimes we have to, if we can find the music that inspires us, that lifts us, that motivates us, and doesn't, that we don't repel from. And because that does change our actual vibration. So that card was absolutely insane.
Oh, it's interesting for me because when I'm writing and I'm writing a chapter, a song will, I'll just be like, what song should I listen to? And I'll go onto YouTube and they literally bring me a song. And I'll listen to the song, and I'm so inspired, and I can write easily and effortlessly because, again, it's a channel. Once your throat chakra is cleared, you can communicate again to channel the information, and it's just amazing. So I love music, and most people, you know, love music.
What about, because now you're making me think, so music, and music's different for everybody. So I love a very, because I feel like my head's so crazy all the time, so full, I love, like, the word om. To me, it's beautiful, and it's often chanted, just repeated over and over, om, om. And that, the way it resonates, the way it kind of, it feels like it's a broom sweeping through all my chakras, just, you know, delivering it. People need a lot of sounds and a lot of different things, and maybe more bass, maybe faster beats. Maybe my mom used to love bagpipes. You know, that's what made her feel good. Or so even chanting, would you suggest that somebody who does need to clear or support their throat chakra sing or chant like every day?
Well, the reason I was laughing is because the next time we get together, the chant for the third eye is om. So your soul already knew it was coming. But what you could chant for the throat chakra is the mantra is ham. I don't know how to pronounce it, but, you know, you could probably YouTube that, but it's H-A-M, too. Right. And the note is D. Again, I'm not musically inclined, but so that, if that helps answer that. And then the heart one, if people are out there going, well, I want to know because I want to work on my heart. It's Yam, Y-A-M.
Y-A-M.
So you could even, you know, be creative, find that little person, that little child within you, and do yum, hum, you know. I'm not the best singer either, but.
Oh, beautiful. You loved it.
Just go with it.
Yes, just feel it and hear it. I wonder what, you know, with the cats, right? I have this, I actually am so happy that I found this. It was 2 years ago. So I have two little kitties, and they're my babies. They're Bengals, and they're, one is even more talkative than the other. Brinks, he's just a super talkative little kitty. And I would sing, and then I would pause, and then he would go, meow, meow, or something, right? And so I just found, because Mother's Day is fast approaching. We're like less than a week away. And so 2 years ago, I had saved a little song that I would have been just la-la-la-ing, and then he would sing it, and then I would sing it, and he would sing it. And I titled it Mother's Day with Brinks and Me. And I was, it's a beautiful sound. There's no sound that he's saying except for his little sound. So there are other animal sounds, or the sound of the ocean, like the wind, or the trees blowing, that all that has such a good, it's helping us to express.
Everything, exactly. Even the birds singing, right?
Yes. And that's always fun to mirror them and have a little conversation with birds as well.
No, I know, exactly. I wonder if we should head into chatting about which kind of foods we should eat.
Yes. So the throw color is blue. And there's not a lot of naturally blue foods. However, blueberries, of course, we're going to think of those ones. Your poor daughter. The other two, which are actually, they're not blue originally, but they're so good for the throat chakra. But they, when you cook them, they turn blue. So red cabbage actually turns blue when you cook it, as do purple potatoes. Yes, purple potatoes do too. And have you ever had a purple potato?
I have. It's funny. It tastes the same in a way. It just feels, I don't know. They're good. I love potatoes, though. I'm part Irish, so.
Oh, welcome. Yeah, here we go. Well, with the foods with that one is just that because you're feeding like it's a thyroid, right, because your thyroid's right behind the throat chakra, too, we do want to do feed it iodine. Not too much, but just enough. And so I think of sea vegetables a lot. So dulse, what's it called? I'm trying to go off the top of my head. That lettuce, sea lettuce. It's called sea lettuce. But any kind of seaweeds, they really support the thyroid, right? That's right behind there. And those are fun little things you can make. A little salad, a seaweed salad, and have some cabbage with it, and pop some blue. Like, ugh, I would not want to put blueberries with that. Actually, ugh, not at all.
Your blueberries can be dessert.
Yes, but also the plant, the lavender. I know it's a little bit purpley, but that actually is very good for like just looking at it, right? The beautiful color about it. But whenever I look at a lotus flower, if I see more of a blue one, I just think that's like that supportive flower. I know we're not always don't have them around us, but there's also some gemstones. We have lapis. Actually, lapis was one of my mom's favorite ones. Lapis lazuli, turquoise. I love turquoise and blue topaz.
Yeah, those are the ones I think too. Aquamarine was another one. And
Crystal Cola
was another one I had seen.
What is that one, sorry?
Crystal Cola. I don't know a lot about it, but I've seen it at some of the stores, and I think my daughter has one of them. So, again, go out and explore. If any of this piques your interest and you're into crystals or some of the oils too, again, you talked about lavender. But frankincense, sandalwood, peppermint, chamomile.
Oh, yes. Actually, I'm glad you said that because when you said, which one did you say? Spices. Spices are really good for the – because sometimes, when you have spicy food and it can get caught in your throat and you're like, right?
Yeah.
And that actually is when you need a kickstart and you want to go, you know what, I'm not expressing, I'm not saying something. I know it sounds weird because we can get it caught, but – the spice, like ginger. Ginger is a nice way to really warm up that throat. I mean, there's that heat that's being created. So warming it up and then kickstarting it so that we actually, we're on fire and we can express that out and get it out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So with the throat, we're still wrap it up together. If someone was really thinking, I need something that's creative from a very truthful, I want to be like, if somebody was like, you know what, I want to be honest. I want to be honest with myself. I want to feel compassion for myself. I want my heart chakra to be the filtering, and I want to be expressive and say it and get it out there. And at the same time, be able to listen to everybody else. There's an interesting place to start with that. Would you suggest that you do start with the heart or just try to kickstart that throat and see what comes out to know what to deal with?
Well, I really feel like what's going on for you at this moment in time. If today you're feeling joyful, then express that joy. When you see someone you really love, tell them, I love you and I love all this about you, and start talking more and sharing more in a positive way. And then maybe tomorrow, if something happens and with, a friend or a relationship, and you're not able to express it verbally, express it with pen and paper, get it out, and then see how you can talk to them when you're quiet and calm and not full of any anger, right? It's okay to be angry.
Yeah.
It's not okay to yell and scream, because then now that's created another thing to deal with, which is asking someone to forgive you, right?
Right. I love how you – that was perfect. That's so well said. And, you're just reminding me of that whole statement that we're taught. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. Express it, but don't say it. That's a great way to live that. If you're feeling that's being service to others. Because if we can be of service to others and express that maybe they're just a little low, maybe they're the ones being quiet and reserved and processing, and we have that outbound joy, and so we can express it and say it, and that's perfect way of sharing it. But then when we are quiet, now we're able to receive and hear the messages and expression of others who have their joy going on.
Right. And it's interesting. You've just led into this short story I wanted to tell you. A year and a half ago at Christmas, so what's the year? So it's 2016. I am going to Walmart to get pictures printed for my kids for Christmas, and I'm kind of berating myself like I've left this to the last minute.
Oh.
Anyways, again, timing is everything. You should never judge why and when you waited because your soul knows. So as I'm standing at the kiosk in Walmart, I am printing off my pictures, and it's going okay. And then I can hear a father speak to me just over to the right of me. And I hear him say to his 3-year-old daughter, as she asked the question, "Where's mom? I miss mommy." And his response to her was, "Well, she's probably at the liquor store getting some booze." And I am so angry when I hear this. So, no, they're separated. I can just tell. They're separated. They're divorced. They're not together. So she says, "Well, I miss my mom." And you can hear him say, I can hear him say, "Well, she's at the bar drinking right now." And I am so full of anger as I am finishing my pictures, and I'm thinking, what am I going to say? I hear this information. I can't lash out, you know, and then I say a prayer in my head. I'm like, "God, angels, Riken, can you help me? I'm seething." So all of a sudden, within 3 seconds later, the woman to the left of me says to me, "Can you help me?" And as I glance over, I see a picture of this father and his daughter she's printing off for Christmas cards. And it's the grandmother, and there's no mother in the picture. And so I look over, and today I am a Walmart printer wizard, and I'm able to help her with it. So we print it. She says to me, "Thank you so much." So I say to her, "You're welcome," and I turn to go. And all of a sudden, this young father says to me, "Thank you so much for helping my mom." And my anger left me, this calmness left me, and I said to him, "I heard you speaking to your daughter about her mom." And I said to him, "I know you love your daughter more than anyone else in the world, right?" And he looks at me, and he nods his head, and his mouth is open, and he's shocked.
Oh.
And he's staring at me, and I say, "When you talk to your daughter about her mother like that, you're hurting her. And I know that you love her more than anyone in the world, right?" And he nods his head again. I say to him again, "But when you talk to her that way about her mom, you're hurting her. You're going to cause her issues later in life, like maybe even anxiety when she's older. And I know you don't want to do that because you love her." And I put my hand on his arm, and I look him in the eye, and I say, "Merry Christmas." And I just quietly walked away. And the bizarre thing is, the angel supported me in doing this, and God, and I'm sure Riken was helping me. But the mother continued, didn't hear anything, even though she was steps away. It's like they put up a wall so that I could quietly and calmly talk to him.
Right.
And I have never felt so good about saying something for someone. Right. I felt like I had to be her voice, that little girl's voice, and maybe the mother's voice, and maybe help him, because he clearly is hurting.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? That is beautiful. And I'm so thank you for doing that, because you could literally have very well changed both the futures for everybody, that whole family right there. And you did it. You didn't do it judgingly. You reminded him of his love, and you used those. I think that's what I love about that story so much. And I just wanted to so glad you shared that. It's, you weren't trying to do it like, "Don't speak to your child like that, and you know what you're doing," and it's so judgy. You did it so loving. And that's like, you definitely had that support and knew that it needed to come from, you know, you did have something nice to say. And so you said it.
Yes. And again, it was if a force entered me, because I was angry. I was getting my pictures. And you know, if I had went at him with anger, I would have got anger back, and his mother would have heard, and the grandmother's anger could be just as protective. Right.
Yes, absolutely. That is absolutely.
And I had healed my own heart, and I, instead of being coming from a space or a place of angry that, you know, this guy's got a healthy little girl, Riken's in heaven, who does he think he is, right?
I
chose, and I was able with help, because I've connected to, you know, something greater than me.
Yeah.
I was able to help someone else because I've helped myself. And I guess that's the whole thing with the heart and the throat. Help yourself, and then you can be the bridge to help others.
Yes, and don't be afraid to ask for help from the outskirts as well. And just to add on that, I love that you added the touch when you touched his arm, because sometimes it's just that tiny little touch that just can, you know, joins it all together. And it makes a bigger impact. So that's why if someone's out there right now and they're feeling like they just don't even know where to start, just put your hand over your heart and over your throat. You know, don't choke yourself, like over your throat, like just to offer that love and support. And then just like what you had said, just ask for the support that's needed and act with kindness and love. And like, this has been a super fun show. I love that we've done the heart and the throat. I did not think I was going to love this one as much. And so
I know, I did love it too. And I wanted you to share about your book, because we still are physical beings here. And we did a lot of talk about, you know, emotions and feelings, but they're, other part of being a soul here is the physical side. And just share with us again your book about dating your diet and falling in love with food and all that stuff. Share a bit about that, Lisa, for people, please.
Oh, yes, because as we go, and it, actually, if anybody does want to know more, go to my Facebook page, Lisa Berry, like a strawberry, because dating your diet is all about falling in love with the right food. And that's exactly it. It comes from a place of love and from the heart. And as we wrap up the show with that, Pamela, thank you for bringing that up. You're so cute. Yeah, so dating your diet, I love to fall in love with my food because I think it's really important, and it just nourishes me that way, just like food for the soul does. It is food for the soul. So as we close, Pamela, we are going to do the first Monday of the next month, and we will finish off the chakras with our third eye and crown. Oh, my gosh, well, this month's going to be a doozy for us, isn't it?
It is going to be a doozy, yes.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for your card reading. And we'll hear from everybody next week. Come see us on Facebook, Pamela LaRock or Lisa Berry. Bye, Pam.
Hey, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.